Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Here it is, mid-July, and I think just now I reached the apex of happiness for the year. This has already been a very good year for me. You know, there are just some years that are better than others, man. Mm-hmm. You probably point to one year in your life where you're like, oh, I wish I could just bypass that one. I had one where I got a divorce, my dad passed away, my business partner took off. It was just a mess, right? This year, however.
And you lost your appendix.
And I lost my appendix, right?
It's a rough year.
In a year of really crappy things, you almost forget about that one, right? But no, 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 not 2023. And it just got better this morning. First of all, in 2023... not to brag, but I'm proud of myself. I wrote a book.
Congratulations, author.
Okay, the book Listenable. If you're starting a podcast, I think it's got to start there. It's all about content and delivery. And just the fact that it's on Amazon now. It's in Barnes & Noble. Damn.
You did
That's
it.
That's pretty cool.
Did a thing.
All right. Then I got nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame.
Huge deal.
It's a really big deal. It's a good 2023. I didn't think it any better. Then I get an email this morning. Man, this is it. Great news, it says. Incredible news incoming. You've been invited to make personalized videos for your fans on Cameo.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, it's been 5 years in the making.
Welcome.
They rejected me for 5 years, and for whatever reason today, they're like, you're in.
That is hilarious.
So the funny thing is, Mo, like when he first started the show, applied for Cameo, right?
Yeah, they accepted me in like 3 days.
3 days. And I'm like, I'm a competitive dude, a superficial and competitive dude. And I'm like, I've been doing this thing for 20 years in this town. I should be on Cameo. So I sent in an application thinking, look, if Mo got in like 3 days on the Bird Show, I certainly should get the green light. Rejected. Rejected. So I kept sending applications. Just at this point, I'm competitive.
Are you serious?
Yes!
He's never stopped talking about it.
I don't want to cut these videos. They're time consuming. I have no desire to do it financially. Maybe I'll do it for Bert's Big Adventure, but I don't really even have the time. But damn it, I wanted to be in the club.
Mo, how much do you charge for yours?
I believe $50 now.
And Bert, how much are you going to charge?
$1,000.
Oh, get out of here.
I don't want to cut videos. I just want to be part of the club. So, after, what, 4 or 5 years, Cameo, I'm in, baby.
Welcome to the club.
I'm in, man.
You're not in there as a radio host, though. You're in there as an author. Sorry.
I don't care. So long as my name is in there.
You got him through the back door, huh?
That's why you wrote the book. Not that because you wanted to help people with podcasts, because you wanted on Cameo.
That's it. I ditch or date. Everything was going great in their relationship until she used the word soulmate.
Hello, I've been listening to you every day since before COVID, all the way across the ocean here in Scotland. I need some advice and I thought I'd ask you, lovely bunch. I married my soulmate when I was 20. We were married for almost 25 years before he died with cancer 11 years ago. Sorry to hear that. Since then, I've met a few toads, but for the last 6 months, I've been seeing a really nice man who I met on a dating site. I didn't know there were any decent guys online. His partner died 4 years ago. They never married, and she had alcohol issues, which I think may be the reason for that. Anyway, we've had so much fun the last 6 months, usually with him hanging on to my coattails as I love live music and going out, but I have a problem. He tells me he's going to marry me and I'm his soulmate. And this is the best 6 months he's ever had. And that he loves me. I can't reciprocate those words. I care for him deeply, but I honestly don't think I'll ever be able to return those three massive words to him. I've only ever told two men that I love them. One was my husband, and the other was a Canadian I was in a relationship with for 4 years. It ended badly.
Yeah, of course it ended badly. It was Canadian.
No. I'm just kidding. It ended badly when he tried to tell me it was difficult to get a divorce in Canada. Should I end it with this lovely man because of three words, even though I can see us getting married? The marriage will be a modern one. That means we never move in together and we keep our separate homes. He only lives 25 minutes away. Hmm. We both have grandparent/work/elderly mom commitments, and I'm not cleaning up after another man again. So it makes sense to me. Am I being unreasonable in all aspects of this relationship? I am aware that by not saying those words is my protection from being hurt again. Thanks in advance. Cheers, M.
Hmm. What would you say?
I don't think she's being unreasonable. I can see how you'd be a bit taken aback by that if somebody said those words to you and you felt like you couldn't return them. But I don't think that this is something she should act on right now. I think she should give this time. I mean, if you do feel like you could see yourself marrying him in the end, I mean, maybe these feelings will develop. Maybe they won't. But if there's nothing truly wrong with where they are right now, I don't see a reason to panic.
Like, 6 months is a good amount of time, but it's not a large swath of time. But my thing is, he doesn't have to be your soulmate, but I don't think you should marry somebody if you can't say the words "I love you" to them.
Yes.
Tommy agrees.
I think Tommy. So
she does, but I mean, there's just like some kind of psychological trigger.
But that's something she's got to work on. And I mean, they both, even though her husband died 11 years ago, that grief stays with you forever. And I know they have that commonality because his partner passed away as well. So they understand, they have like a connection in grief. But I would just continue as is and make sure he knows that. Like, you don't want to string this poor man along because it sounds like you guys are having a really good time. But until you are able to say the words "I love you," mm-hmm. you should not be married.
Yeah, I don't really get the point of getting married. If you can't say that you love him and you don't even want to live with him, then just keep dating the dude. And if it's going well, don't mess things up with something like marriage. It's just going to make things harder.
Thanks.
So the problem is the "I love you," not "I'm his soulmate."
Yeah.
So she can say that I'm the soulmate, but she can't say "I love you," or she can't do either.
She can't do either.
Okay.
No.
I just don't believe in soulmates, to be honest with you.
And that's fine. Like, the soulmate thing to me is not a deal breaker to marriage, because some people have different definitions of soulmate and it may be more powerful for one than the other. But like, if you can't tell the person that you are going to marry "I love you," hard pass on doing the matrimony.
Agreed.
I agree. Yeah, I'm completely with y'all. Yeah, you should be able to say "I love you" at the least. But the other two, I wouldn't worry too much about.
Mm-hmm. Hey, The Bird Show.